Today from the Ohio Newsroom, transparency around Ohio's opioid settlement money. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Last week, Governor Mike DeWine signed the two-year state budget. It included a line item exempting the One Ohio Recovery Foundation from public records and meeting laws. That's the board overseeing $1.1 billion of the state's opioid overdose settlement money. The change comes after the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the foundation was public and subject to sunshine laws. Advocates say they're concerned about transparency around the use of settlement money. Taylor Wisner with the Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media has been reporting on this development, and she joins us now. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Claire.
So the Ohio Supreme Court previously ruled that the foundation was the functional equivalent of a public office. What does this provision do? Does it change that?
So to answer that question, I'll go back to the beginning of this. Basically, it started as a court fight. Harm Reduction Ohio's President Dennis Cushon was trying to access some of the public meetings that this foundation was holding and found out that they were meeting in secret and not releasing minutes or details about what they were discussing in the meetings. So he sued, and the Supreme Court agreed with them and mandated that they start complying with public records requests and open meetings laws. But basically, that all changed last week when the governor signed into law the new budget, which basically reverses that so that the foundation can now act as a private entity and subject to different rules.
So what does that mean? What are those different rules?
Essentially, they can act in secret now. Now, the foundation says that they're going to continue to be transparent. They've released public records requests in the past, and they say they're going to continue to do that. But, you know, it's really up to them what meetings they want to decide to have open or not. I reached out to the Ohio Senate leadership to ask, you know, why the foundation wanted to act like a private organization. I haven't heard back from them. And I also reached out to the foundation, but they didn't explain why either. Though State Senator Rob McCauley, he's a Republican who also serves on the One Ohio board, he told the Columbus Dispatch that the foundation doesn't really want to be bogged down with state requirements, and that's the reason they were looking for that.
So why are advocates of those with opioid use disorder so concerned about this?
The opioid settlement money was really paid in order to compensate for the overdose deaths of Ohio residents. The money is supposed to be spent for treatment programs, but the foundation has indicated it may be a little more liberal with that. And so it remains to be seen, you know, exactly how that money will be spent. There's also this history with the tobacco settlements in the 90s, where over $245 billion was given to states, and less than 3% of every dollar went to cessation and prevention programs. So there's concerns of falling into old ways. And then there's, you know, this new clause also makes all the government officials on these boards exempt from anti-bribery laws. So there's concerns about that also.
So now that this budget has been signed with the line item in it, what's next?
The board's next meeting is later this month, and advocates say it's an important time to watch because starting this fall, they're going to start distributing money, and that could be distributed over multi-year grants. So they say now is an important time to see how we start distributing that, even though this money, of course, will be spent over 18 years.
Taylor Wisner, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Thanks.
Taylor Wisner is a health reporter for member station IdeaStream Public Media in Northeast Ohio. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.